evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Levi Mwanawasa medical student protest enters a day two. NASFAS says e-voucher system reported gains not a true reflection on the ground. Iranian woman arrested in U.S. for allegedly trafficking arms of to Sudan.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Levi Mwanawasa medical university students have entered a second day of protest over rising cases of rape and theft in boarding houses in PHI residential area. The aggrieved students took to Great East Road after their meeting with the vice chancellor thought to take place this morning. They later marched towards Ali King Carter Road, heading to State House, where police moved in to block the protesters. Meanwhile, the Levi Mwanawasa medical university has expressed concern over the rising criminal attacks targeting students residing in boarding houses around Lusaka. Levi Mwanawasa University Head Public Relations Manager Tazi Chainda says that the incident particularly affecting female students in areas such as Mutendere, PHI and Kaunda Square have reached alarming levels, averaging two cases per week. Mr. Chainda says that the institution has since intensified efforts to address the problem through a multi-sectoral approach involving the Zambia Police, the Ministry of Gender, Property Owners and other stakeholders. He says that the measures include increased police patrols and strengthened security in student residential areas. Mr. Chainda has further stated that the short-term solution to accommodation challenges, the university has begun converting office space at its old campus into student bed spaces. He says that the long-term, the university say will rather engage government on plans to construct 5,000 more than on-campus housing units under its 2026 to 2030 strategic plan.
The Levi Mwanawasa Medical University has noted with great concern the continued criminal attacks targeting student population residing in boarding houses, particularly those in Tendere, the Presidential Housing Unit, PHI, Kaunda Square, and other surrounding areas. These incidents subsequently culminated in student protests over the weekend. The university is deeply concerned that these criminal acts, which are predominantly targeted at female students, have escalated to an alarming rate, averaging to two incidents per week, and have instilled fear and distress among the student body. Management has intensified efforts to address this vice through a multi-sectoral engagement approach involving the Zambia Police Service, property owners, the Ministry of Gender, and other key stakeholders.
Some stakeholders have strongly condemned the recent attack on Power FM journalists, describing the incident as a serious threat to press freedom and democracy. Media Owners Association of Zambia, MOAZ, President Costa Mwansa expressed outrage over the assault on Power FM editor Alfonso Kasongo, warning that violence against journalists undermines the public's right to information. He has called on government and law enforcement agencies to act swiftly and decisively by identifying and arresting those responsible, stressing that the era of investigations without results must end. Mr. Mwansa further warned that the failure to bring the perpetrators to justice could trigger drastic action from the media fraternity. Mr. Mwansa has also urged government to put in place a clear security framework to protect journalists, especially as the country heads towards the 2026 general elections. He has reaffirmed its solidarity with the affected journalists and media house, declaring that the pain will not be silenced by the panga or the fist.
We, as the media, wish to reiterate that we will no longer tolerate a climate where media workers are treated as targets. The era of investigations without results must end now. As Media Owners Association, we hereby issue the following demands to relevant authority. We demand the swift identification, arrest and prosecution of the perpetrators involved in this incident. We expect visible action and not just verbal assurances. The government must provide a clear and actionable security framework for media houses and journalists that are covering public events across the country, especially as we head towards the polls in August of 2026.
And the UPND has warned its members and cadres against attacking, harassing or intimidating journalists and media institutions, reaffirming its commitment to media freedom and the rule of law. Speaking during a press briefing, UPND Media Director Maximo said that the party's position was consistent with that of President Agahinde Ichilema, who had repeatedly stated that no individual was above the law. He has further emphasized the importance of protecting journalists, describing the media as a key pillar of democracy.
To address those that are fired, the very fact that you are fired does not mean the law has been set aside. You become a complice and you need to be punished by the party. Because the party has pieces of legislation and regulations that govern conduct. When an aspiring candidate in the company of his supporter decides to go parallel with the presidential directive, it means they are not with UPND. Something like that. UPND will only support those that agree with what the party believes in. So we distance ourselves from those that are allowing perpetrators of violence against journalists and will interrupt the present position.
The National Union for Smallholder Farmers in Zambia says that the e-voucher system reported against look too good to be true, especially that the claim that more than 200,000 ghost farmers were removed from the beneficiary register. Recently, Secretary to the Treasury Felix Nkulukusa said that Zambia's move to an e-voucher system removed 212,000 ghost farmers engaged 650 agro-dealers save and about $80 million annually and helped raise a small-scale maize output towards over 4 million metric tons as part of the wider reforms to boost productivity and physical efficiency. And reacting to this development, NOSFAR's Executive Director Ebondoloji says that the scheme still remains inefficient in identifying the right beneficiaries, even though it acknowledges that a significant number of agro-dealers have been engaged. He says that the number of dealers registered appears below government's earlier target of over 800 for last year's farming season, raising questions about coverage. Mr. Loloji says that they claimed savings of about $80 million annually makes sense because shifting to agro dealers eliminated costly government warehousing and district level input distribution under the direct input support program. He says the challenges facing farmers cannot be solved in one or two seasons, stressing that reform is a work in progress, requiring ongoing improvements to the e-voucher system. Mr. Loloji says that input subsidies alone do not yield the best results and argues that addressing mechanization, irrigation and financing will deliver more sustainable productivity gains than continued reliance on its support.
Because in as far as we are concerned, CCIP, you know, still remains inefficient in terms of getting the right beneficiaries to benefit from the scheme. Yes, but of course, in terms of the number of agro dealers that were engaged, yeah, we do agree. Quite a number of them were engaged. I think in terms of registering, though the number seems to be a little bit below, because they said that engaged over 800 agro dealers to participate, especially in last year.
Namwala, Member of Parliament Mono Mapani, says that there is no possibility of the Tonsi Alliance forming government with its current ideologies. Mr. Mapani says that the ideas outlined in the Alliance's manifesto do not inspire confidence among Zambians and therefore the opposition should not expect to win the next election. He urges citizens to remain focused on the United Party for National Development, UPND, stating that the ruling party has positively impacted people's lives through the implementation of progressive policies. He cited the free education policy and the increased constituency development fund as key interventions that have brought meaningful change to communities. Mr. Mapani adds that such developments were not evident under the previous government.
I'm a member of parliament for UPND. Today I want to take this opportunity to present us two or three sentences on the issues relating to the happening in the education sector at the moment. First of all, I want to thank the Republican president for coming out